Halfway down from Taifa ibn Masara, Benabaran leads Al-Quran back into the cypress grove. The ancient circle, which they had entered on the way up from Cordoba, and at which, to Al-Quran's dismay, the rabbi had first talked about the necessity, at certain times, of breaking the sacred Sharia, the strict pattern of Islamic life as prescribed by Muhammad. The Sacred Grove. Facing the inner circle, Benabaran looked upward. The sun was a golden eye in the dome of heaven. "These, my student, are the 12. In the center sits the dove." Then he chanted, "May the blessings of the father and the mother be realized in the child." At that moment, lightning exploded. Thunder, rolling up into a black funnel, sliced the blue-gray sky. Al-Quran dropped to his knees. "What was that, Rabuni?" he shuddered. "It's the old one, Blackbird, looking for his mate." Then, spreading his arms, "And this is the nest of the mother he seeks." Suddenly, out of nowhere, Christian appeared. Curtsying to Benabaran, smiling coyly, she spun down, then upward, shocking Al-Quran by her playfulness. Her last words, nearly forgotten, floated to him. "The Caliph selected us for the dance. We are paired. I for the Dark Mother, you for the Sun." Speechless, his heart racing, he gazed at her. Lips moist, voice husky, she intoned, "Foolish saints, I call you fools for God." Stepping back, Al-Quran remembered Merrick warning him that the Nubian slave princess was a high priestess of the cult of the Black Goddess, the Black Madonna, identified with the mother of the Christian Savior and the Magdalene of Isis. Circling in and out of the guardian stones, her skin shimmered with light. Rainbow wings extended across, a cape spreading from her shoulders. Her arms seemed to raise her between earth and sky. Gaining momentum, leaping the sacred spring, she landed gently, exuding a gorgeous, girlish joy. Grinning, eyes sparkling, she walked forward, bowed, then eagerly hugging him said, "Where have you been, Al-Quran?" Leaning up on tiptoe, she kissed the point between his eyes, causing lightning to shoot to his feet and back. An amethyst rain showered down through his centers, growing hotter at each stage. Remembering what the Karabla had promised in the Kyrian labyrinth, he pressed against her. "Wait," she smiled, her voice melodic, teasing, then turned toward the teacher.